you want to win at a chance at getting a full treatment like me and Daniel did at the Rejuvenation Station, all you got to do is go to the Coastal Noise Facebook page, give us a like, and then find any post that we put up that has anything to do with winning the free full treatment, which is called a day on the boat. That's what they call the treatment there. All you got to do is find those posts, like, share, or comment on them, and your name will get entered to win that very treatment, and that's the oxygen mask. That's the IV lines with the saline, that's the B12 injections, and of course you get to lay down in their super fancy, nice leather chairs. And keep in mind, the more you interact with those posts, the more you do, the more chances you get entered to win for that treatment. So go there, do that, and then after that, keep your eyes peeled for the winner that we will announce in a future podcast.
Can you get one more when we're at the mic section?
Checking the mics.
Good deal. Do they work?
Yep, this one's working.
All right.
These two work.
If we sound a little funny, it's because we have hoses in our nose right now as fresh oxygen's being pumped in. It's delicious, isn't it?
Refreshing.
If you want to hear more podcasts, you can go to the podcast page at coastalnoise.com, and it's all there for you. You can stream it live off the website, or you can download from the download file, put it on your phone, your MP3, your computer, whatever you want to do with it. We've also got a new YouTube channel up, and it looks like Josh is getting the treatment too. All right. That's Josh Scrimetti, folks. He's just back from Australia. How long were you in Australia, Josh? 9 months.
Enough, Josh, to have a baby.
Yeah, enough time to have a baby over in Australia. That's where you spent. Oh, he says, shh, don't say. Where were we? We got the YouTube thing going up. Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Check us out on Facebook. We give stuff away sometimes.
Hey, speaking of which, this was a nice little segue into explaining what we're doing right now. So our last podcast we did was with Chase Taylor and Nick Quave of Crest Live. Grand opening for Crest Live is going to be the weekend of July 4th. And we were catching up with them because we did an episode with them previously, episode 28. Check that out too. And just kind of caught up with them to see how the development was going. And we got to tour the Crest building, and then we came over to the Rejuvenation Station, which is where we are right now, and met with Mark and Stacy. And it's this really cool little place where you get hooked up to these oxygen devices, and they pump fresh fluids into you, and we're about to get B12 injections and all that good stuff. And we're just sitting around in these leather chairs right now while we're podcasting and talking about the whole deal. And Mark's going to join us in a minute, and Stacy as well, and we're going to kind of give you the deets on exactly what it is we're doing, because I don't think we even, like, we don't even know what we're doing, do we?
Not fully.
I'm not okay. Sure.
Slight idea.
We just agreed to it.
Right.
And here we are, and injections and things are being pumped into us, so fun times. But going back to the Crest ordeal, if you go on Facebook right now, and if you see a post that says like, comment, or share this podcast post, et cetera, et cetera. If you do any of those things, then you'll be entered in for a chance to win 2 free VIP tickets to the grand opening weekend.
That's a $55 value.
Is it?
Yeah, check the ticket.
Wow. Ah. I did not. That's pretty extravagant.
VIP, that's what it is. Man, that's the special one.
Yeah.
We got to see the VIP floor. It's a good one.
There's 2 of them.
There's like premium and then VIP.
Okay.
VIP, you get access to whatever.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
So that's all there. So go check that out. And it's only a limited time because, you know, like I said, the grand opening is early July. So get out there and share the love and score you some free tickets. I think we might even be giving away something for this little ordeal here too. So more on that later after we talk to Mark. So, we're going to go ahead and start the show now, and it's going to be one hell of a ride, I think. Coastal Noise Podcast.
Excited already.
I know, me too. Hey, Dan, why don't you talk to me and distract me for a while? seeing as how I'm such a big fan of needles and whatnot. This is all in the name of science. Jabbed. Oh, thanks. Yeah, let's talk about that.
The reservation. Take
my mind off it. We're talking about something else. So,
go for it, Hertz.
Mondays, right?
Are you at Hertz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm on 3 hours of sleep right now, so this is probably just what I need.
There you go. Pick me up.
Yeah.
Get you energized. How's that oxygen feeling?
Okay, thanks, Pa. Thank you. Okay,
it's very clean. How long do they usually pump it for? 30 minutes or so?
Hey, are we on?
Yeah, it's recording everything.
All right, let's get this party started. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Just with these mics, the motto is eat the mic, basically. You want to be as close as you can. So if you move back or whatever, you could just kind of shift it around a little bit. Get
microphone check. Microphone check. Microphone checker. 1, 2. Can y'all hear me?
Sounds great.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All good.
Can you hear me now? Good. Keep someone to move on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good deal.
My
good
southern drawl coming in through clear.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Hey, you couldn't hide that thing if you wanted to. Hey. All right. Yeah, he probably should. Hey, I didn't realize y'all weren't stuck yet, man. Hey, my bag might be empty by the time y'all get. Hey, I drained them things, man. That was half the reason we opened this joint, man, because I couldn't afford to get it anywhere else, man. Hey, so I tell you, I'm the only cat in America as part of a wellness spot, and I'm dehydrated. Hey,
yeah, that's fine. Wherever's easiest, I guess. Yeah. You go for the juicy vein, right? That's how it usually goes?
He can get any of them, man. He's good.
Okay. Where do you take your shots, Mark?
I let them choose. I say, wherever y'all feel like today, man.
Okay. Sounds, let the professionals handle it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
At first, we only had registered nurses. And we just, Chris, he's a paramedic, man. We figured if they're good enough to go to your house and save your life, we'd give them a shot up in here, too. You know what I'm saying? While you were relaxing in your big comfortable chair.
So, Mark, why don't you give us a little lowdown on exactly what it is we're doing? Because me and Daniel over here, we're just kind of blind in it, you know? What explain to people exactly what the rejuvenation station is.
It's a hydration therapy, man. The IV infusion. It's really popular in the bigger cities, going on in LA and Vegas and Atlanta and Miami for years. It's all, you know, I just read an article from Time, man, said 70% of the population is dehydrated on any given day. And a lot of folks know they're feeling down, or they're feeling pain, or they're feeling sore, or they're feeling under the weather, and they don't know why.
Just relax.
And oftentimes it's because they're dehydrated. Pro athletes, man, they've been doing this for years before and after events. They know what's up. We got the right now.
Breathe in your nose.
Along with the IV, we've also got the oxygen going. You know, if you're watching the Super Bowl or any of that stuff, every time it goes to the sideline, man, those cats are just strapped up with oxygen, just breathing. So we're just trying to get folks at their optimal level, man. Right now you're getting an IV, you're getting some oxygen, and we're going to get a B12 shot put in as well.
Y'all said y'all just went to an event for the CrossFit just this past weekend?
We did. Those guys are out there. Some of the guys wanted to get it before, a lot of fighters, different people. Okay. You can get this done beforehand, and they call it preloading. Mm-hmm. You're soaking up all the fluids, man. You're getting all the vitamins. You're getting juiced up so it'll get you through the event. And then a lot of the guys want to come. Some of the guys come between events, like they were doing multiple events. Mm-hmm. And they come whether they wanted oxygen or B12 or the complete package. And then other guys want the stuff after the event, which replenish all the fluids you just lost, all the electrolytes, all the vitamins, right. That stuff.
So does that help with, like, workout recovery as far as like soreness and all that?
Completely makes you feel 1,000 times better. Makes you feel 1,000 times better. And it's not something that you're wondering if it's going to help you next week or in a couple of days. It's an immediate effect, which you'll see soon enough, man. Hey, when we get up from here, you'll immediately, not even when we get up, as it's going on, Make sure you get some of these deep breaths of this oxygen.
Yeah, this
too,
oxygen's very refreshing.
Oh, make sure you take some deep ones and then blow out, like the Zen masters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hand through your nose and blow out through your mouth.
Yep.
So
I'll try not to blow out on the mic. I'm sorry.
You were chewing gum earlier, so there's probably very fresh breath.
I had.
So.
Good
but,
stuff.
What exactly is in the bag? So the fluid that that go in the IV.
Oh, it's sodium. I mean, it's saline basically.
Saline solution.
And then he's put in the B12.
B12.
In the bag so that you don't have to get stuck again.
Yeah.
And some of the people that come in, if they're nauseated or if they have morning sickness, we can give them Zofran, and we can put it straight in the bag as well.
Okay.
And then we offer Toradol, which is like Aleve or Motrin kind of on steroids. Mm-hmm. It's a non-narcotic, anti-inflammatory, and then that goes in the bag as well.
Which is great for like joint problems, all different kinds of things. The Zofran is great if you're feeling nauseous or something. I was really bad off the other day, and I mean, before the bag was through, I was squared away. I really thought I was going to lose it. Mm-hmm. I thought I might pass out or lose it. I really did. And before the bag was through, I was already back. The thing with putting the medicines directly into the bag is it hits you immediately. Where if they IM it intramuscular, if they give you the shot, mm-hmm. it takes about a half hour for it to kick in.
Right.
But as long when it's coming in with the fluids, it's just an immediate effect. Hey?
Right. And definitely quicker if it's just straight into the blood system than if you were to take a pill or something too. Right.
Right.
That takes a while
to
absorb.
Much more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. About how long have y'all been open?
About just over 2 weeks now. Just over 2 weeks. We haven't been pushing much. Mm-hmm. This isn't like a restaurant or any other business on the coast. People haven't seen it. People have traveled a lot. They know a little more about it. Most people out here don't know much about it.
Right.
So you go into a restaurant and they don't have any napkins or something. You figure, well, this is they're a new restaurant, no big deal. Or if you go to a bar and they don't have any Coke, you're thinking, no big deal, it's a new restaurant.
Keep it down to where she had it so she can put it right back. I just wanted to move that first thing you moved back so it's a little more even because it was tipping over on her. There you go. Yeah, that should be good. All right.
Yeah, but we didn't want to advertise till we had everything squared away here because unlike what I was saying about the restaurants, bars, anything else, something's not correct, people just write it off to they're just opening. You know what I mean? But with something like this, where people are already coming in a little weary, a little nervous a lot of times when they don't know, when they're not educated about what we're doing, if we didn't have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted, just the slightest little mishap, I mean, little small thing, and they're not coming back. And not only are they not coming back, they're telling other people, like, hey, man, you might be. So we've been opening up gradually, slowly. We're just starting to, we got us a full page ad with the Sea South Mississippi. Great publication. And they're in all the casinos, all the hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. And the reason we went with them is because they're quarterly. So it's May, June, July. And we wanted to be in for the June, July. So we went ahead and got in with the May. But this is really one of the first things we're doing. We got the cover for July for Go To Places magazine. We have the cover along with Crest Live. And we got like a 3-page little story going next month as well. The Coast Observer is doing a feature on us. The Sun Herald come in the other day. They're going to be back later in the week. They took pictures. They're going to do a story on us. The OS paper's doing a story. We're about to be doing one of those flashing billboards that changes periodically. We got one of those coming out. So we're about to be doing a lot of different advertisement. To get the word out, let folks know what we're about and how we can help them. But as of yet, man, we're just getting started, so.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about your the design of the place. I think most people, what they would have in mind for a setup like this is a very kind of clinical, very sterile, which, I mean, it is a very clean place, right. But you guys have made it very artsy, and you've got antique pieces everywhere and right. collectible items. And
yeah, appreciate you noticing. Yeah, thank absolutely. You. We put a lot of time and effort into it. So what you were saying in the beginning is exactly right, man. And anywhere in America you go, that's what you're going to get. Very clinical, very stiff, very uncomfortable. And we didn't want that, you know. We didn't want, because that only adds to it. Who likes going to a hospital? You know what I mean? Who likes going to the dentist? Nobody, huh? Especially not this guy. So we wanted it to be comfortable. We wanted it to fit in with downtown Biloxi, with downtown southern small town, downtown Ocean Springs, downtown Gulfport. You see how they are, downtown Past Christian, beautiful. They're comfortable, they're inviting, they're charming. We wanted to fit right in and be a part of it, you know. This doesn't have to be a bad experience. The exact opposite, it can be a pleasant experience. Mm-hmm. So we did. We got a lot of antique pieces, a lot of unique furniture. Of course, we went brand new with the chairs. These are lovely Ashley recliners. And people want, you know, clean, and we're keeping them clean. I was telling y'all, I think when we got these chairs, my sister and I went to the Ashley furniture store over there by the mall, and my sister tagged along because I don't have the best of taste, which is why Stacy vetoes anything in here she wants to. But she lets me think I'm making decisions until she doesn't really agree with it, and then she just drops the no. It's nice and simple, and I'm like no, and she's like yeah no, and I'm like okay. But with these, my sister went and we tried several different chairs. We sat down on these, and I was really enjoying it, and I was like, this is nice. And my sister was like, yeah. Well, she asked the lady, what about, about something for herself? And I'm like, Sabrina, we're on business up in here. And she's like, you just relax, blah, blah, blah. And so when they walked off, they came back, I was snoozing, man. I was knocked out in this chair, man. I was just snoring away, and they woke me up. And as I set up, I was like, we'll take 8 of them. And that's how we ended up with these chairs right here, man. Hey, and luckily, Stacy was happy with them.
Oh, yeah. But it's hard not to be happy with chairs like these.
I'm glad y'all are enjoying them, man. Yeah. That's why a lot of times people stay long after their bag's done, man. Hey,
just relax.
They do, man. The nurse will unhook them, square them away, and they'll just sit around and talk for another half hour, 45 minutes, which we invite, we encourage, unless we're busy, and then you got to hit the road. No. And another good thing is we have plenty of chairs. So there's always, you know, I mean, we have 8 of these. We have 2 awesome ones in one of the private rooms. We have one huge, beautiful one in another private room. We got a couple of airplane chairs. We got the rocking chair. We got a few chairs up here in the. So, I mean, we could sit about 15 people up in here at a time if need be, you know, which we intend on needing be, because we're looking forward to getting big gatherings. You know, this is great for running groups,
bachelor, bachelorette.
We got Crest Live. He just came down. They want to have, he wants to have, he's going to have, has, he's going to have his people over for some kind of employee first meetings or whatever. So he's like, he wants to come in Friday and do like a 2:00 and a 4:00 with his employees up in here. As a matter of fact, their opening is the 4th, and on the 6th, we're closing down for Crest Live, and he's bringing like his crew and VIP and all that, and they're getting, all of them are getting like full body massages, and they're all getting what y'all are getting here today. As a little treat, he's get that, because this is considered a treat. He's giving all of his VIPs a treat after the big weekend.
And just to give a little visual picture of what's going on here, we've got the oxygen hoses in our nose right now. We've got the saline is hooked up to our arms. Daniel just got his stuck in just a second ago, and. Our guy just gave us, the paramedic just hit us with the B12 injection, which he gave through the what's it, what are those things called, the little nozzles? He didn't have to stick us again, basically. You know, it just feeds right into the IV line that we've already got going, which I'm super thrilled about. That was awesome news. I saw him hit Mark with it, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, because I didn't know I got hit with it until you just said that.
He's very sneaky, just like you said.
I was thinking, like, I didn't know if it was the oxygen in the bag that was making me feel so good, but I think it's the B12 is the little extra, man. Hey, this is great. Hey. Yes, indeed. Yeah, because see, we've only been open a couple of weeks, so mm-hmm. I've one time I did it with the Zofran when I was feeling nauseous. One time I did it with the Toradol when I was hurting bad, mm-hmm. and now this is my first time in here with the B12, man. And it's like, hey, this is legit, right?
Good.
Hey, because we've had a long, because this is our Friday, if you will. Like we're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 10 to 6, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday by appointment only. Mm-hmm. So this is like the last half hour of our last real long work day of the week, you know what I mean? So this is like my Friday afternoon at whatever, you know what I mean? We're about to be off for a minute, and I'm excited. I'm excited, but I'm tired, you know what I mean? When y'all came in, I'm tired. I've been working hard, which a lot of times we work harder. I was telling say the last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I worked harder than I had the previous Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about the day being over. And I was wound down really right before y'all. And my mom just got back in town and she's wanted me to do something. I was like, goodness gracious, man. I told Stacey, I'm like, I shouldn't even answer the phone, man. Hey, so, and now I'm already in a great mood again, man. Hey, so, hey, this is good stuff, man. Hey. I'm a believer. Thank you, Rejuvenation Station.
Yeah, it's working good. I think I just got my B12 and feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah.
But you are, Mark, you're going through your bag real quick, like you said.
I'm telling you, man. I told y'all. I hate that. I didn't realize he started me first. That's why I went earlier when I told, I was joking. I said, I'm going to let him stick y'all, man, give y'all a head start. It sounded like I was joking, but I wasn't. I work hard, man. Hey, I need fluids. I wasn't kidding. I told, before we opened up, we've been working on this thing for months and months before we were able to open. And I can't tell you how many times I told Stacy, like, I wish we were open already, because we'd be in here working or painting or scrubbing or moving furniture, and I would just be drenched in sweat, man. And I was the only cat in America that owned a wellness spa. I was just severely dehydrated constantly. You know what I mean? Hey, so I'm doing this. Guarantee I'm doing it at least. I'll do it once a week, man, for sure. I need it. I need it. I told her. I know all the time. I'm walking around all the time dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when you're dehydrated, man. You know, you sometimes something's wrong and you don't put the two together. You don't realize, because people don't realize that dehydration causes so many problems,
right.
You know. You know, you might wake up in the morning and your lower back's hurting. And your initial response, your initial thoughts are, what did I lift yesterday? Or how did I sleep, you know? But you don't realize it's your kidneys going like, give me some fluids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your kidneys just killing you. And that's your lower back. And a lot of people don't make the connection, you know. I used to, sounds funny, but I blink, man. And people would be like, are your contacts bothering you? And I'm like, I don't have contacts. And it was because my eyes were so dry. And I try to use the
Visine.
And you know, they say it just, you know, after a while it starts drying it out even worse. So I would try not to use it so much. And what I realized is when I started drinking more water, my eyes weren't so dry, you know, and that's when I realized, well, I was just dehydrated all the time. And so now I'm more on top of it. You know what I mean? I'm constantly trying to stay hydrated. Like if you don't think you're dehydrated, I say do this. Find out what's the recommended daily amount of fluids you're supposed to take in every day. And then start in the morning. Get that amount together in the morning. And just do it for 1 week. See how many times at the end of the week you have leftover fluid at the end of the day. It's going to be the majority of the time, man. Barely anybody drinks the amount of fluid they're supposed to take in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just how much you're supposed to take in, not even counting if you're very physically active, you know what I mean? Or if you're working hard anywhere. If you're out in the sun during the day, if you're in a factory during the day, if you're out on the boat all day, you know, different things. I mean, it's hot down here, man. We all know that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so we're sweating all the time, man. I mean, hey, I walked over to the schooner. Love the schooner. I walked over there for lunch today. It's like 100 feet, man. When I came back, I was like, good Lord, man. Like, it was brutal. You know what I mean? I felt bad for anybody who was out there really doing something in the sun. So I'm not complaining, y'all who are out there. I'm sorry. But, hey, I'm just saying.
Come
hey,
see us.
God bless y'all, man. And come see us, man. We appreciate what you're doing. Hey, so.
Well, I'm feeling right on right about now.
I like it. Yeah, you got a long night ahead of you, huh?
I do, yeah.
Hey. So yeah, this will get you squared away, man. Hey,
that's right.
Hey, you'll be ready to tackle the night.
So y'all said what's the by appointment, was it Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday?
Okay. And y'all could just call up here.
You can call up here. The thing, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a flat $100. Mm-hmm. And that does it. So you can get the deluxe package. You can get any of the packages, but it's so they come in to make, you know, the nurse has to come in when they're off and we set everything up. You can come here. We're going to do it. We're about to start going mobile. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to do where you can go to hotels or we can go to people's houses or what need be. But right now, Fridays, like a lot of the places, I don't want to mention an actual place, but in states close to us, a lot of them are mobile. They don't even have locations. They'll just go somewhere, and they charge $130 for the bag that we're charging $30 for the bag. There's a lot of them in other towns that they're only open Saturday and Sunday, and then their appointment only Monday through Friday. We're trying to be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because we want to be able to offer the people more.
Mm-hmm. Especially for the memberships. You know, we don't want to offer memberships and just be open Saturday and Sunday.
Like a lot of places around America offer memberships, but they're only open Saturday, Sunday. And then you have to pay $100 or more if you want to come in Monday through Friday. So we know how hard people work down here, and the majority of us aren't high rolling down here. So we want to keep it affordable for folks, man, and we want them to get the most for their dollar, you know. So, of course, if you could come in 4 days a week as opposed to 2 days a week, it's a much better gig. So we're hoping that we can build up our membership relatively quickly, because the more quantity we have, obviously, we'll be able to keep the prices better. You know, it's just supply and demand. It's a fact. So,
well, yeah, definitely $30 compared to $130 for the same thing.
Yeah,
it's a lot better.
Right. Okay. And you know what? That bag's $30, but if you're a member, you only pay $15. So if you're a member, you pay $15 for the bag they're charging $130 for, man. Mm-hmm. Right, which is absurd. We have a $50 package. You see all over town, B12 is a very popular thing nowadays for good reason. And I mean, it's a great product, man. It's great vitamins. It does a lot for you. A lot of places running specials, 3 B12 shots for $75. When you break it down, that's $25 a B12 shot, which is normally pretty good. Our regular our B12 shot is $20 for non-members. You don't have to buy three. You can get one. But with our $50 membership, you get a bag of fluids that's generally $30, two B12 shots that at our price is $20 a piece, and two 30-minute sessions of oxygen that would be $25. So you get $120 worth of product for $50. And then everything else is half price. So you'd get a $20 B12 shot for $10. So if you look at those three, you could get four B12 shots two 30-minute sessions of oxygen and a bag of fluids, all for $70. $5 cheaper than anywhere else is charging for three B12 shots alone.
Yeah.
It's sick. We might have to rethink this. How are we going to do this, man? We're going to go broke fast if we don't get some members, man. Please, y'all. Realize how good of a deal this is and come see us.
Now, were y'all previous business owners, or, you know, what made you want to get into this particular field? Y'all might have talked about this earlier at the very beginning when I was getting stuck. I tuned y'all out for about 5 minutes because he had to re-stick me. The one vein didn't work. I had to go. You had to go somewhere else. He does good work, though. He's slick.
He's great. He's very fast.
He's very good, man, and fast. Yeah, I saw. Yeah, you were a little. See,
That's a big obstacle, though, because not a lot of people like needles.
Most people in general,
Yeah.
I'm not a fan myself.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and you have to be comfortable, comfortable, you have to just relax and know that these are the same people that are taking care of you if you're going to the hospitals or if the ambulance is coming to your house or whatever. These are trained professionals up in here. And granted, a lot of people aren't comfortable in the hospitals or anywhere else. But these people have trained long and hard, and they're good at what they do. And so try to relax, try to look away. If need be, you know, myself, I don't have a problem with it. So, you know, I'm scared of dirty dishes. We all have our thing. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? So, it's not a biggie. And some people, like some of us, sadly have. See, these veins, man. I think that's because my body was drowning. Like, see, they don't stick out as much once you start getting the fluid. You know what I mean? They're not all poking out, which is a good thing. But Stacy and I, Stacy's got 20 years in the medical field. She's a licensed respiratory therapist, and she's working up in Georgia with doctors, she does all kinds of stuff. Myself, I was in the Army, 8 years United States of America's Army, and I was first cab, Fort Hood, Texas, and I was with a guy named Woody, Don Underwood. Called him Woody, but now he's on a TV show called Game of Arms. We're going to have a little thing with that. It's on AMC. It's about professional arm wrestlers. And we're going to have a little meet and greet here, man, where people can come out and meet the cast of Game of Arms, and it'll be a good little time. Woody was in Charlie Company, which was the medic company. So we were same battalion, but different companies. And we used to go out a few nights a week at least. We were young bucks, man. We'd come in the wee hours, get 2 hours sleep, and we'd have to run 6, 8, 10 miles. Well, then we'd go to work, man, and I'd spend the whole day trying to hide under a truck to sleep. And Woody would get stuck. He'd get stuck by one of the nurses, and he'd feel like a champion, man, in an hour. So I'd be struggling all day, and he'd be fine. And I used to beg them to hit me, and they wouldn't because I wasn't in their company. Mm. And when they hit him, they called it training. The nurses could call it training, you know. So Stacy and I were having a good old time down in Florida, and I was talking about it. We've been out in the sun, and we've been having a little fun, and we were in need, you know what I mean? So I was telling her about like how it used to happen, and Stacy said, "Well, they have those places all over America now." I'm like, "What?" And so we Googled it, and they're everywhere, man. And so when I started talking to people, my brother lives out in LA, and I've lived out there before, and in Vegas as well. I'm talking to people, and they're like, "Yeah, man, people do it like what out here all the time, man." So then I started talking to people. We talked to people down here who've like, "Yeah, several people came in yesterday, but one of the guys yesterday, and this is questions we get often. One of the lawyers come in yesterday, and he said, "Man," he said, "I can't believe, man, that somebody found the opium one." He said, "We've been needing this down here forever," and he's been around and had these done. And the questions I was going to say that happens a lot, people say, this is the two, man, how did y'all think of this? That's the first question. And then the second question is, how come nobody else has done this, man? What, you know what I mean? Like people, and it is, you know what I mean? Hey, like you think about it all the time and you're thinking like, well, man, it's like the first person who put wheels on a suitcase. You know what I mean? You're thinking like, bruh, suitcase around for 1,000 years. Wheels been around for 1,000,000 years. You know what I'm saying? What took people so long to put it together? You know what I mean? But when they did put it together, you're thinking like, well, dang, this makes sense. You know what I mean? I sure wish I was the guy who put the wheel on there. You know what I mean? Hey, so I have to admit, I'm glad nobody ever thought of bringing one down here because we're happy to be the first, you know, and we want to do it right, man. We want to do it right. We want folks to be happy and comfortable and enjoy what we got here. So we really are trying to make it like a, we want this to be like a hangout, not just something that people come, and it is. Hey, like our staff here, is my boy good or what, man? Man, Chris, that was impressive.
Speaking of which, man, would you mind, before we start getting all detached and whatnot, could you get a picture? Because my boy looks like he's incapacitated. he's got the camera over there.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're about finished. Your bag's almost done.
I just tape it right here.
I think you need one of him too, though, right?
You know what I mean? We just hang my bag back up.
Yeah. he's been 9 months in Australia, living in Australia.
Oh, wow.
So this is a welcome home for him right here. He's getting
very cool.
That Mississippi air, the humidity has kind of put him under shock. So this helps, doesn't it, Josh?
This will definitely help.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you were talking about how we came up with the idea. I'm a respiratory therapist and been in the medical field for over 20 years. And, you know, doctors and nurses, we've known that's the secret for a lot of things, especially working late shifts. And it's also great for your skin and for your hair. And, like, we would have patients that have migraines. And a lot of the time, migraines are triggered by dehydration. So if you can tell one's coming on, you can come in and get a bag of fluids and the Zofran, because with migraines you get nauseated, and then also the Toradol helps. We have one member, and that's mainly why she did the membership, is because she has migraines. And she came in, and when she left, she called us just probably an hour, 30 minutes, an hour after she left, and she's like, oh my gosh, what would have lasted a migraine for 3 days lasted me just like 2 hours because I felt one coming on. So I came in there to give it a try. So, and she is used to going to the ER for that treatment, which costs thousands of dollars to do what we're doing. So it's a good thing because we're helping people and it's affordable.
Right. Well, I had this friend, she has kidney issues, and a lot of times she'll get real dehydrated and have to go to the doctor, and you know, they stick her and put two of these bags in her, and it ends up about $200, and you know, you're sitting at the doctor's office super uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So yeah, I told her about this and she was like, I'm gonna have to look into that, because it sounds way better than hanging out in a doctor's office for a long period of time. So
absolutely,
especially if you got to go in an ambulance.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man. That's brutal. That's money. Yeah. Y'all, even honestly, even just the oxygen, like on some days, if I'm not feeling really good, I just sit down, man, and I just do the oxygen. And the oxygen alone, man, it like, especially for a headache, oxygen will clear up a headache like what, man? But everything else, it relaxes you, man. It gets your mind. It gets your mind right, you know. It really does. It helps with alertness, man. It's good stuff, and it feels good on you. It has that nice tingle on your nose, man.
It's making me want to eat a lot of food. I don't know if that's a normal side effect, but I am hungry.
I love it.
I'm gonna demolish something.
Very good.
That's good stuff, man.
Well, we're excited to be here, and like he was saying, with everything else coming up in the Vu Marché, we're glad to be on the front lines of it and watching everything grow.
Yeah, this is a prime area to set up shop, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, a lot of this area just needs to be kind of restored a little bit, and that's why I really appreciate y'all's artwork, your designs, and all that those kinds of things, because, you know, it reflects this area, you know, this right. French feel, like we were talking about earlier, and it's just a real, it's a great setup, you know.
Yeah, got some pieces by local artists, too, which is always awesome.
Yeah, we definitely want to support the local artists, man. That's what's, you know what, I have to tell them, the Beau Rivage, man, when they first came in, not endorsing anybody, but when the Beau Rivage first came in, they put all those oak trees out front. You know, you know what I mean? You see that when you're out there. And it's because they said they wanted to look like they had been here. They want to look like they're part of the community. You know what I mean? They wanted to look like they belong here. And I respected that they weren't trying to, like, bling, you know, something that, you know. And that's what we want to do. We want to look like we've been here forever, man, or that we belong in this setting. You know what I mean? Or that we're adding to the ambiance and the culture and the heritage of this area and what it means to the coast. And that's what we're shooting for. We appreciate what y'all are saying. And we feel like we've accomplished what we wanted to do, you know, and we appreciate y'all calling it out, really.
Yeah. Well, I hope it takes off for you guys. I think people catch on to good stuff. So
thank you, man.
I think the future will be good for y'all.
Thank you very much.
Got it going on.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate the hookup on this. I feel like a spaceman right now. I mean, besides all the wires and the oxygen, we got headphones on and mics up to our face. This is Houston, like, there ain't no problem. Everything is all right.
And you'll be all right for a few days.
I'll tell you, that's the cool thing, man, is that you can feel it immediately. And it's a lasting effect, man. Like, hey, you'll know when you wake up tomorrow, you'll be like, yo. Hey,
and you're not putting anything in your body that isn't already there. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, a lot of people that don't think about it, like you were talking about the wheel and the suitcase. It's like what you're doing is it's not harmful. Mm-hmm. But now if you do have like heart failure or kidney disease, then of course, you know, that the fluid is, you know, not indicated, but on a normal, healthy adult, there's absolutely no harm mm-hmm. in this at all.
And y'all know, I mean, and people talk about this, you know, people talk about this being hangover cure, and it is, but it's a great one. And we don't want to, so if you got one, come see us, but I never, but I tell people, I tell people, like, I don't want this to be known as a hangover place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why we did the CrossFit games. That's why we're in talks. We were doing stuff with the fights, several different fight promoters and fight groups down here and all different kinds of stuff, because we want this geared towards health people, you know what I mean?
Human optimization.
Exactly, man. We're doing stuff with the bike clubs, with the running clubs, with different fitness clubs, because we want people to, this is all about healthier living, you know what I mean? This is all about, what we're doing here is good for you. It's going to make you better physically. And honestly, the way we're going to build up our membership is to get people who are health oriented, who have health in mind, because they know this is good. You know, hey, when you go run that bridge, that beautiful, beautiful Oak Springs Bridge, it's hot out there, man. That's 3.5 miles. And when you come off that thing, you're drenched, man. You're drenched. And so you can either drink 6 Gatorades, you know, or you can do something like this. But the 6 Gatorades is good a couple of times, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I'm not saying this isn't something you need to do every day.
Yeah. But have you ever tried to lay down on a Gatorade bottle? It's not like these chairs here. It's not the same.
Hey, thank you. This is great for, you know, this is a great thing if you want to do something like this once a week, you know what I mean? Even if you did it once every other week, it's a great thing. This is like if you go 6 hours of sleep. And 6 hours of sleep sometime you're just going to have to get that 10 or 11 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? That's what we're here for, man. We're that when you really need that good sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Sleeping in on a Saturday, right?
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
I definitely think the environment on the coast is getting more health conscious. So
yeah,
it's definitely need something like
yeah,
this.
That's
so.
Good. He's ripping the tape off me right now. It's more painful than the needle was. So. I'm going to shave my arms next time.
Yeah.
Is it all right if I squeal like a girl? Well, it looks like we're getting detached. So where can people go to keep up with you guys and find out more about the Rejuvenation Station?
We have a website, rejuvenationstationbiloxi.com. And we also have a Facebook, The Rejuvenation Station.
And we're going to be on the cover of Go To Places in July.
Yep.
They're doing a big article and pictures and that kind of stuff. So we're excited about that.
And y'all can call us 228-229-0512 if you have any questions or if you don't have any friends and want to talk to me. I'm available.
He's a talker.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, Stacy, thank you very much for having us. This has been a lot of fun. Definitely one of the most interesting podcasts I think we've ever done. And let's give it up for Chris.
My main man, Chris. He was
working
awesome,
like a ninja
man.
Over here.
He is like a ninja. Thank you.
You just sit down for a second. The next thing you know, you got things in your nose and veins in your...
That was good stuff. Chris did, man. Chris hit like five IVs in like 10 minutes, man. He is a straight ninja, man.
Exactly.
And he did a cartwheel between the third and the fourth.
Don't miss
one.
That. He's doing it down the hallway.
Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate y'all coming in, man. This has been a good time, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate the love and the shout outs, man. And it's been a lot of fun, man. We'll have to do an anniversary show.
Yeah.
Right on.
Let's get the date down. And then we can check the progression a year later. Hey, did we give a shout out for the military who we love?
Oh yeah, they've got a military piece over there in the corner.
We got our military wall with my uniform for First Cav, and we got that's my granddaddy over there. During World War II, we got some paintings that were done that are out. Some of these were out. Like that big one's out there at the Biloxi Gulfport Airport. That one,
Susie.
Yeah, Susie Templin did that. So, we love our military and want.
What's the film?
Oh yeah, man! One of our favorite. We got like y'all were pointing out. We got a bunch of unique little pieces up in here, and one of our favorites is we have like in the movie Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams, and he was a DJ over there, and they were telling him exactly what he could play, and he had a little fun with it. He rebelled a little bit. Well, we have an album like that. It says on the cover, demonstration, not for sale. And it's of
Jimmy
local
Buffett.
Boy, Jimmy Buffett, of quite possibly his most famous piece, Changes in Latitude. And even has Biloxi on it. And it says right there on it, man, it says to all air staff, and it tells them exactly what they can play, and it says no exceptions and all that cool stuff. And we got a record player in here, so sometimes we slap it on there and listen to the good vinyl.
Yeah, I saw your collection over there, George Thorogood live on the front.
Yeah,
George Thorogood is a mean slide guitar player. You know, he started out as like a professional baseball player is what he did before he went into music.
I didn't know
that. How about
that, man? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? I was just telling Stacy the other day, we were watching like maybe CMT, I think it was, wasn't it? And is that what the channel's called? Mm-hmm. Country Music? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's surprising, you know, they do like the little pop-ups or do like the little information stuff. And like, I was like, every third country singer, man, like played college ball, man. Someone played pro ball. You know what I mean? Hey, so I'm like, there might be some kind of correlation between good ball players and good musicians. You know what I mean?
So.
I don't know.
I think there's a correlation between having a lot of money and doing whatever the hell you want.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes. See, the oxygen clears you up, man. Look, hey, we'll sit here another half hour. We might be able to cure some horrible disease, man. Look, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I love it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, thank y'all, man. I really, really thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. That's all for the show. We're going to sign off now. We're getting unplugged. And we are going to see what it's like walking around.
Yeah.
So we'll catch y'all next time on the Coastal Noise Podcast.
Thanks for listening,
thanks.
Y'all.
All
appreciate
right,
y'all.
Peace.
Yeah, that was very cool, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, bro. That
was
good fun.
If I could get a setup like this for all podcasts, that'd be that'd be something.
Good stuff.
All right. Ooh, good catch. Good catch.
You like that? Y'all,
that's the oxygen reflexes right there.
No, bro. Let me tell you, I got like ninja reflexes, man. And I'll tell people, hey, look, this is no joke. I catch stuff before it falls all the time. And I say, but look, Stephen, this is no joke. 9 out of 10 times, I'm the one that drops it.
Yeah,
not